Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Pat Hardin is here. She's the founder of Hardin Partners, and she's a great communication expert, and she is here to talk to us about what she calls the golden age of communication. Pat Hardin, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you and your listeners.
Good to have you here. Tell us a little bit about your company.
I will. We have been in business for 10 years this year, and we help a lot of small and mid-sized businesses, especially in professional services, your doctors, your lawyers, your CPAs. And we really, really enjoy helping them take advantage of a lot of the newer social media and internet-based tools.
Putting their best foot forward in the 21st century, right?
You got that. Yes, it's changed tremendously in just the last 10 years.
I was just telling the audience that that my first cell phone was bolted to the floor of my car.
Yes.
And Pat, it was magic.
I remember.
It was magic because it freed me up. I mean, I'd made a living for decades without any kind of mobile communication. You know, I'd have to stop at a pay phone or go into a client's office and use the phone, check in with my service or whatever. And now I was rolling down the road. And when I first started my company back in '89, this cell phone was my partner.
Right.
My car became was always kind of
your
an
office,
but it really was
office.
For a long time.
Yeah.
And I remember my bill, some months my bill was $500.
Yes.
And that was a lot of money for me back then, but guess what? I gladly paid it because I was making money off of that.
There you go.
And look where we've come to now. Everything's in our pockets now.
Yeah, it's just fantastic.
But are we at a point where we have a little, almost an embarrassment of riches with communication?
Definitely. It can be a real challenge to know where to start. And I think that's the important thing for a business owner is just simply to get started. And I do have some thoughts on priority and where I think it makes the most sense to start, depending on the nature of your business. For example, the one universal for small businesses, at least out here on the West Coast, is Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
People today are going to Yelp for everything from deciding what restaurant to eat at tonight to where to find a podiatrist. So it's, you know, to doctors' dismay and lawyers' dismay, Yelp is rating them just the same way that people rate restaurants.
Well, this is something else, and this is one of the nuanced and oftentimes misunderstood or not known about issues, and that's the impact of a user. What I'm calling a user, you know,
absolutely.
Facebook went public with no customers, but with 900 million users. And these users are people, I write about this in my book, Pat, users are people who don't know, who you don't know, but they know a little bit about you and they've decided to write about you.
Absolutely. And a lot of them are semi-professionals, you know, the Yelp elite reviewers. But I'd say it's not something to be afraid of, it's something to embrace. The next thing... And we can talk a little more about that, but
I would like to stay on that for a second. When I give speeches, at the question and answer session at the end, invariably somebody in their late 40s, 50s, maybe 60s, raises their hand and says, "What do I do about the negative comments about my company?" And I tell them the only thing to do besides doing a good job so you don't have those, which is impossible to stop all of them, I tell them the only thing to do is do like you do with your bank. Make sure you got more deposits than withdrawals. What do you think?
Absolutely. The other thing people don't understand is they can make your customers aware you're on Yelp. And, you know, a good customer, somebody who's satisfied with their experience, is going to be happy to post a good comment.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid. I find that a lot of people are a little shy or modest, and there are polite and professional ways to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the real answer is bury those bad comments with good ones. And if it's a customer dispute, like a complaint about a billing, and we've dealt with this with some physician's office, get back to them. If this is...
If it's a real complaint, they're kind of your best friend, aren't they?
Exactly. They can become your best friend when you solve it for them. So,
But the truth is, telling you about using that method to tell people that they're not happy is better than somebody just going away and never saying anything.
Right, because...
And recovering from that, as you were alluding, getting people solving the problem, getting them to come back and say, wow, they fixed the problem, that's almost better than a positive one, isn't it?
There's a lot of research that says that those customers whose problem was solved become some of your biggest advocates.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's not in your control, but it's not something to fear. I recommend embrace it. And you take advantage of it.
I want to stick on this one thing, though, that you said a minute ago, and that is people are not always eager to ask someone to post a good comment. How many times do our customers say, wow, this was great, I had a good time, you guys did a great job,
exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. And you just say thank you and let it go. And in this golden age of communication, as Pat says, you got to say, well, thank you so much. Would you do me a favor? Would you mind going on Yelp? And we're there. And would you mind posting that comment there?
Yes. And I notice a lot of, I think they get this from Yelp. A lot of businesses have if it's retail, they may have a little sticker in the window. And if it's professional services, like a dentist or a doctor, they have a little discreet sign at the checkout that says, if you're happy with your service, please let us know or feel free mm-hmm. to submit a review.
Yep.
And so it doesn't have to be tacky.
Pat, hold on.
You don't even have to do it personally.
Hold on to that thought. I need your website quickly, please.
Oh, sure. It's www.hardenpartners.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Right back with Pat Harden. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.